Dr. Barker. Good morning. Thank you all for coming today. I'm going to talk to you briefly here about my research project. We study management intensive grazing and continuous grazing of hill pasture by beef cattle. The goals and objectives of this study were, first of all, to determine the effects of grazing management on forage production, and then, in addition to the forage production, to take a look at the animal production as well. The experiment was conducted at the North Appalachian Experimental Watershed, which was located in Coshocton, Ohio. It was established in 1935, and there's over 1,000 acres upon which they do various kinds of research. As I said, it's located in Coshocton, Ohio, which is in eastern Ohio. It's at the base of the Appalachian Mountains. This is a picture of the project. This is looking from the top of the hill down, and you can see some of the research station and the buildings and facilities located there. This is a picture of the rotationally grazed pasture. The white line there is a rough estimate of where the fence is located in each paddock. This is the other rotationally grazed pasture, and again, the white lines just denote fence. There were two rotationally grazed pastures. As you can see, they were 10 to 13 acres in size, but the stocking rate we applied to them was the same for both. They were on approximately a 15-day rotation. The continuously grazed pastures can be seen in this picture here, and the white line is again fence that just separates the two pastures. We had two rotationally grazed, and then we had two continuously grazed. And again, the stocking rate was the same for the continuously grazed as the rotation. The procedures for this experiment were that we used a rising plate meter in each paddock once a week to determine biomass. The cattle weights were collected every 28 days. Cattle in the rotational system were moved approximately every day depending upon available biomass. Mineral supplement was provided to the cattle, and we also did a species analysis in each watershed. And when I say watershed, I should specify that that's also each pasture. The way that the experiment station is set up is that each pasture was a different watershed. As I said, we used the rising plate meter, which can be seen in the picture there. I'm sure most of you are familiar with it, but it just allows us to get a reading of the pasture mass, and I'll show you how we calculated that. In the rotational, we took 40 measurements per paddock per week, and in the continuous, we took 100 measurements per paddock per week. And the difference in the number of measurements there is simply just because the rotational grazed paddocks were smaller than the continuous. Each week, in order to ensure that we had the proper calibration, we took 5 cuttings, and then we combined those with the 5 cuttings from the previous week to create a rolling average. And when we took these cuttings, we tried to find areas that were representative of the total pasture area, and then the samples were dried and weighed. We were able to take those numbers then, and then using Excel, put them on a graph like this. As you can see, the plate value is on the x-axis, and the y-axis is the dry matter. And we were able to come up with a number, which in this case was y equals 235. And then we could apply it to this graph. As you can see here on the column that's 6/21/2006, that's simply the plate meter number when we placed it down. And then the next column over is when it was raised up. And then the difference was obviously the difference between that. And then the computer was able to calculate taking 829 and get a plate value, and that plate value is where we use the calibration number. So in this case, the 20.725 in the first row there was multiplied by the 235, and we were able to come up with dry matter, which was in kilograms of dry matter per hectare. This is a graph that shows the 2006 pasture mass. I began my project in late June, so that's why the graph is kind of empty there at the beginning, but the next graph does start in April. So just to be able to show you the same time frame, we put the graphs on there. The x-axis is the date, and the y-axis is the biomass. And as you can see, the continuous is the dotted line, there you go. This is the continuous, and this is the management intensive or rotational grade. There was one state that had a significant difference, but other than that, they were all the same. In 2007, we started taking measurements in April, I believe it was the 11th, and we completed them on September 19th. So you can see that there was no significant difference in these pastures as well. In the continuous pasture, we did measure that growth rate, and you can see that the B2 pasture had more biomass, but if you look closely, you can also see that they do follow the same general pattern. And again, the date is on the x-axis and the dry matter is on the y-axis, or I'm sorry, the growth rate in this case is on the y-axis. In addition to measuring biomass in each paddock, we also did a decomposition study where we took some nylon mesh and cut it and made it into bags. And 40 of those bags were placed in each pasture. We took cuttings from each pasture and we separated them into 4-gram samples. So each bag had 4 grams placed in it. We did 160 bags total, and we collect 10 bags at 2, 4, and 8 weeks respectively. And this experiment was repeated in June, August, and we're still working on the late September one. This is the data from the April and June experiment. As you can see, the green obviously decomposed faster than the dead, but there was not much difference between the continuous and the rotational. And again, the number of weeks is located on the x-axis, and the y-axis is the percent decomposition that occurred. The decomposition in June was a bit slower. As you all know, we've had a very dry summer, so we attribute that slow decomposition to just climatic conditions of our area. As I said, we also collected cattle waste every 28 days. And as you can see here, all of the cattle in 2006 gained weight, and the continuous cattle gained weight also in 2007. The rotational, one gained and one lost slightly in 2007, which again was just attributed to the lower biomass available in the fields due to the hot weather and lack of rainfall. We also weighed the calves at weaning, and you can see their weaning weights located there, and they were relatively similar across the board for continuous and rotational. They were higher in 2006 than they were in 2007, but they were the same between the continuous and rotational. In conclusion, we did determine that management intensive grazing is a valid option for grazing hill land in Ohio. In 2006, we were able to set aside the rotational paddocks in June and make hay off of those. And then we were also able to graze those cattle 17 days longer than the continuous. And again, in 2006, the cows and calves were slightly heavier on the management intensive than they were in rotational. And once again, we just attribute these differences between the 2 years with just the decreased amount of rainfall and high temperatures in 2007. And any benefits that we did see in 2006 were most likely because of the more favorable growth conditions. I'd like to thank the following people for making this all possible. I won't take the time to review that to you. And that's all I have. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to try and answer those for you. It did. It was, we actually, to measure the continuous, we took like wire cages that were about this big, so we were, and then we plated in each one every week, and we did it over 3 weeks. So it just means that it did, like, it went negative, basically. from 1 week to the next.
So you lost 5 minutes of the day.
Correct.
What would you attribute that to?
I think it was just the weather conditions, and it was just got really, really hot and dry, and we had a serious lack of rainfall there.
Okay.
That's a very good question. We had 12 cages in each of the paddocks, and every week we moved 4. So every 3 weeks the cages got moved. Yes.
One of the benefits of the grazing that people mentioned is that it can act as drought insurance. It appears that 2,000 days is enough for that.
I'm sorry, our 2,000. Seven days. This year it was there was no stingers, and we had to take the cows off at the same time because there simply wasn't enough grass for them to graze. So in 2007, I would have to say that.
So you don't feel that kind of grazing system can help prolong or postpone drought effects on the island?
I think in this case it didn't, but I think in other studies it has shown that it does. Our pastures just didn't hold up to that. I think, once again, it was just the heat.
Well, what about if you've gone with water stocking rights?
I don't, possibly, but I really think that there just wasn't much there. I don't think, it wasn't growing back very fast at all once we've taken them off.
Uh-huh. You did say, though, that you were able to graze 7 days longer, correct?
In 2006.
Uh-huh. One of the technical reasons why it was drought safety net was, are these are hill pastures, or the soil's fairly thin?
They have the extra dry bag then. Yeah, that's fairly shallow.
But one thing about the drought, you know, weather's the biggest variable, so no two droughts are the same, no two weather years are the same. And so this year, I mean, right now, we're actually a little above rainfall from the year, but we're dry in May, so pastures never really got that start. And then we had enough rain from June and July to kind of maintain things, but we didn't get a start. So we had a good start in the spring, but that might be much more drought resistant later on in the summer. But we have a dry May, pastures didn't really get that big heavy start that we expect.
One more question.
We just wanted to see if, first of all, there was any difference between the rotational and the continuous grazing, which we found out that there was not. And then we wanted to see, I forgot to mention that we did separate between the green and the dead, so we also wanted to look at that and see which decomposed faster. So I'm not sure if that.
Okay, well, we thank the men